Learning from history is very important for all mankind. And one of the ways that we preserve historical facts is by maintaining the remnants of old buildings and artifacts from a specific era. There are many historical preservation organizations throughout the world which work towards the goal of preserving a part of history. And many historical sites become major tourist areas because people can learn and experience a part of the past. However, this is not the case in some places of the world and with some people. For example, with the Wahhabis inside of Saudi Arabia and beyond, history is not valued. As a matter of fact, the Saudis do everything they can to destroy history. And what history are we talking about? We're talking about Islamic history. Usually, if one professes to adhere to a certain perspective, then why would you at the same time try to destroy that perspective, unless you really do not believe in it and actually are an enemy to that belief system? And as we can see that despite the regime in Saudi Arabia saying that it is the protector of the religion, its goal is pure destruction of Islam and Islamic symbols. The regime in Saudi Arabia has destroyed the majority of structures that were existing from the early days of Islam. If we look at one of the main places that Christians want to visit, it is the city of Bethlehem. The reason is because they want to visit the place where they believe Jesus Christ was born and also visit the many other religious sites there as well. It inspires them more regarding their religion as they feel that they have come to the center and have connected with an important event from the past. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, the messenger of Islam, is even not respected by the Saudis. How does the Wahhabi Salafi regime react towards him? They are razing the house where it is believed that he was born. History is being erased with the excuse of expanding sites to accommodate pilgrims in Medina, in Mecca, and throughout Saudi Arabia. The real reason for them to erase this history is because they want to erase real Islam. In the last 50 years alone, almost all of the historical sites in Mecca have been destroyed. And now, the Saudis say they even need to destroy the place where Prophet Muhammad was buried and is over 1,000 years old, Masjid al-Nabi in Medina. They want to bulldoze it with the excuse of expansion. How can we allow this? Those behind this are the same ones that destroyed Baqi Cemetery and razed it to the ground in the past. This is the same regime that has no respect for Islamic values or Muslim lives. This is the same regime that in the name of Islam has supported those who destroyed the grave of a companion of the Prophet Hud ibn Adi and stole his remains. It's the same regime that promotes Allahu Akbar being said while committing gruesome crimes. This regime has destroyed many mosques, both inside of Arabia as well as in Syria, Iraq, Bahrain, and wherever they could. Their goal is not expansion in the world of Islam, but destruction of Islam itself, the Islam that Prophet Muhammad brought to us. Muslims must be aware and stand up against this cancer that has invaded us. This cancer, Salafism, Wahhabism, along with its sister Zionism, must not be allowed to eat away the body of Islam. They must not be allowed to commit crime after crime in the name of Islam. They must not be allowed to change our historical symbols any longer. Enough blood on the hands of the Salafis. Enough allowing them to hijack our slogan of God is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. Enough destruction. We must not allow the Salafis, the Wahhabis, to get away with their attempts to destroy Islam any longer. Our Ummah must awaken to what is really being done, and we must adhere only to the pure Islam of Prophet Muhammad, the one that he has brought us. Muslims, be aware of the Zionist Wahhabi cancer amongst us. Wake up.